Acropolis Diner closed overnight. This is Community News. Hi, everyone. My name is Paul Gardner.
I'm Sasha White.
I thought you said we were going to use our real names. Your name is Anne.
I think I needed a little excitement in my life, so I just changed my name to spice it up.
And Sasha is the one you went with?
Sasha is what I went with.
Okay.
Don't you think that's a cool, exotic name?
I think it's very exotic, especially for this town. Now, should we talk about who we are? I've lived in this town now for 15 years. I'm divorced. I live with my ex-wife, two kids in college. And so I'm a stay-at-home dad with two kids in college. I'm the head of the neighborhood watch on our block. And until recently, I was a writer for the community newspaper, but unfortunately, I was asked to leave that position. Mm-hmm. And Sasha.
So I am a mom. My kids are in high school, and I'm on the PTA. I ran for president, but I lost. But I, you know, still participate in the PTA. And you know, I like to stay abreast of what's going on in the local community. I'm very involved in my community. I do a lot of charities and fundraising. And, you know, I also used to work at the community newspaper, coincidentally, which
right.
is where
Well, I guess that's
we
why,
met.
Right, people in the town know us or might know us. We're kind of infamous. We were asked to leave the community newspaper because of the incident that happened at the softball field about 6 months ago. I wanted to report on when there happened to be a fight between a woman from our town and a woman from the neighboring town, and they threw each other down, and someone was not wearing any underwear, and when her skirt went up, the town saw everything in all her glory. I wanted to report on that. The paper said I couldn't, and they asked me to leave.
What a cunt.
Who, the paper or the woman?
Both.
Are we allowed to say that on this show? I'm not sure.
I don't think so. That might be why we got kicked off the paper.
So here we are. We're doing community news. As we said, the big story today, the Acropolis Diner has closed overnight. People are devastated.
I cannot believe the outcry on social media that the diner has closed.
What have you seen?
I've seen people almost, you know, saying that they're crying, that their entire childhood has been wiped out, their teenage years, this is where they went. But, like, all I can think is that place served such shitty food, and it had, like, every year it had some kind of health violation. Really? Is this the highlight of...
I don't know. I go to the diner, which is a half a block away. So.
Exactly. There's two diners within probably less than a mile radius, so... Why are people crying? Like, they're pretty interchangeable to me.
I don't understand it. Other news that I'd like to talk about is the, you know, as I said, I'm on Community Watch. I brought this up with you before, but I think the community needs to know about it. Down the street from me, I am convinced, is a meth house. And
really?
I started doing some investigation.
Oh.
The lawn is always unkept. There are people coming in and out at all hours of the night. But I am a little terrified to go by myself. But perhaps now that we have this vehicle, we can get others to rally around and help us take care of that.
You are a good investigator. But I just want to point out, you know, not to be a Pollyanna, but, you know, devil's advocate, they also could be multi-level marketers. And it's customers coming to pick up Nu Skin or some kind of lotion or potion.
You know, it's funny that you should say that because somebody actually did ask me to be a multi-level marketer and sell makeup at one point.
Oh,
if you can believe that.
They ask me weekly.
Do
They're
they?
Very aggressive, these multi-level marketers.
And have you succumbed to that at this point?
I have not, but I have attended many of the parties. Although I feel like a party should actually be defined as something where people aren't trying to sell you crap.
Right. That's, you know, it's a bring your own money party. Is that what it is at
it's
that point?
It's a give me your money party, and here's some celery and carrots and ranch dip and a bottle of seltzer.
Right. The other thing I want to bring up also is the community newspaper. I'd like to comment on their latest list since we're not allowed to be a part of it anymore.
Okay.
They have a list of going to the movies, what you should look for.
Oh my
it's
God.
Hard-hitting journalism they have there.
Who does not know this by now? Is this for third graders?
Did you
list?
Know that you needed to bring a blanket to the movie in case it's cold?
Come on.
Did you know that on weekends it's more crowded at the movies? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
These are fascinating tidbits.
So important that
so
they
this
put
is
that out
what
there.
If you're only reading the paper, this is what you're getting. If you happen to be listening to our podcast, you'll be getting more of the hard-hitting news going on around town with our commentary, letting you know what we see, what we feel, what we smell.
Yeah, and we're a little more real. I mean, the paper does not encourage any kind of irony or humor or reality. So everybody's pretending that this is like, we're in Pleasantville or something.
Has this been humorous or reality in any way at this point?
Well, maybe just truthful. Maybe that's what I should say.
That's better.
Yeah, they don't really go for the truth. They just, you know, they report everything's with an upbeat, you know, positive. I saw a recent thing after we left there that they posted that was like 10 great things to do in our town. And it made it sound like you were going somewhere on vacation, like a resort. They listed the Hi-Ho Motel, which is like, you know, that shitty motel off the highway exit.
Well, I guess if you are going for a 20-minute vacation, it's
exactly
a good idea.
Exactly. Like,
then.
It used to be an hourly place. I think they jazzed it up with, like, fancier throw pillows in the rooms, and now they're trying to act like it's some kind of resort destination.
Right.
But the 10 things to do were, like, ridiculous. Like, reading it made me want to kill myself. Like, if this is all there is to do here, like, eat at one of the three...
I want to go back to the Hi-Ho Motel. How did you know it was an hourly place?
Oh, when I was growing up years ago, you know, it was referred to that way, and it was much seedier.
Right.
And, you know, the liquor store is still down below. That's still there. But
right.
It's right off
that.
The highway. Uh-huh. And, I mean, could you be more literal? Hi-ho.
And another question is, how did you know that they have nicer throw pillows at this point?
Well, I have to confess that an old boyfriend came to town, and he was looking for the best price on a price line of a local hotel, and he found that. I didn't want to burst his bubble and be like, listen, it's a real shithole. No right. offense to Donald Trump. But so I saw his room. You know, he showed me the room, and I was like, this is the same rooms as when I was growing up, and we were here for prom night.
Prom night.
Yeah, other than,
okay,
like,
that's
there's
what
a
I was
few,
trying to get
yes,
to.
And there's a few new decorative pillows and, like,
gotcha.
You know, and updated curtains with, like, you know, that modern sort of geometric.
So for prom night, you went to a hooker motel. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, you know, we were 16. It was all we could afford.
So it sounds like a fun prom.
Right, but the point is, this should not be listed as one of the 10 things you can do. Like, if these are the 10 things you can do, go where I went at 16, you know, with my then prom date, like, this is kind of pathetic if this is the best thing middle-aged people can do, and go to one of three boutique restaurants, which basically means they're just not chains, but the food's nothing.
It's right.
Not
well,
good.
It's down to 9 now that the Acropolis Diner is closed.
Yeah,
also.
That's
so
true.
So
you're right.
We're
you're
in
right.
big trouble.
And it listed, like, stroll through Main Street as if that's, like, another activity, you know, of the day. I mean, stroll through Main Street's like, I'm doing my errands. I'm going to the dry cleaner. I go to the post office. But if that's, like, some reason to come to our town, like, take a stroll on Main Street, oh, my God.
You don't get dressed up to take a stroll down nostalgic Main Street, is what you're saying, with your dry cleaning strung over your shoulder.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because just like renaming myself Sasha, I am always looking for ways to make this, like, boring place more adventurous. So there are times I've gotten costumes at Party City, and I'll walk down Main Street dressed like Wonder Woman or Marilyn Monroe just to amuse myself.
Yes. And amuse other people.
If they think it's funny, they think it's funny, but you know.
Most don't.
Most don't. Probably.
That's the problem. That's why we left the newspaper.
Right. There is not a lot of humor, or absurdity, or irony, or silliness that I think is celebrated in our town. Not to be negative. Not to
right.
be negative.
This is not a negative podcast. We
not.
Would like a lot of people in the community to listen.
Right.
We encourage you to write us.
Right.
Any questions
Email
you
us.
Might have. Any concerns about the community.
Don't confuse this with something negative. We're not complaining. We're just truth tellers.
Right. And, you know, and if you have any lists for us, we would gladly take those also.
Yes. We will use your lists on that. Now, we're very modern. We have the Twitter. We have email.
People in town can come stop us if they're not offended by this point and ask us anything. We might even have some of you on the show to voice your concerns and or likes, dislikes about the community and or the newspaper. Not that we're bitter that we were thrown off the newspaper.
Right. But. We wish them the best.
Right.
But, you know, if you want to, when you feel the need to write comments, you could come in live and record your comment on our podcast. So not only is it in writing, but we have some sound of your comment.
Well, I think that about wraps up podcast number one. Of course, if anything breaking happens, we will go on air and report it to you.
But just like CNN.
But until then, breaking news. You are Sasha, and which one are you?
I'm still Sasha.
I'm Sasha. I'm Paul. So it was good talking to you, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Take care.